some consideration in that realm. I'm not sure that we would want to restrict ourselves from being able to do that.
It's the number of hours that's really set, not the specific course or the subject matter of the course. Other than 15 hours must be in appraisal ethics, and the other hours are in various approved courses. I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman. And the chart that you refer to is in the audit report on page 13 of the legislative audit of this board, which shows the different experience requirements between the five states and the standard that this appraisal subcommittee has approved in the federal regulations.
Where's the part, if you could direct me, your indulgence, Mr. Chairman, to the part that, here it is, on page 2, is this where it says it may not be more stringent than the minimum requirements, the federal requirements, is that at the top of page 2?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Little, yes, that was inserted on line 5, page 2, may not be more stringent than the corresponding minimum requirements.
Well, I guess we can't take action since we don't have people here.
Probably, but if you don't have any more questions, we'll just take it at ease here for a while.
Well, I was going to, would you have a problem with removing not so that it would say and may be more stringent than the corresponding minimum requirements as approved under federal law?
Senator Little, through the chair, we're not taking a position on this. I was just explaining to you what they did in the House that the policy.
Do you think there would be problems with doing that?
I think you're going to have problems when you get back to the House with the bill.
You may have problems on this side if you did that.
Oh, really? See, I'm new to this subject. It just sounds like a good idea to me.
That's your policy call. We're not making a recommendation.
Do you have any more questions? Do y'all have any more you want to tell us about the bill? I guess we'll just go ahead and take a brief at ease here until